Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, has testified again before the New York grand jury. Does this mean an indictment will be coming soon? Here's Glenn.
So friends, let's take on two related stories. First, Michael Cohen testifies to the New York grand jury about Donald Trump's crimes. And two, Donald Trump refuses to testify before that same grand jury, declining the opportunity to convince the grand jury that he committed no crimes. Let's start with this New York Times reporting. Headline, Michael Cohen expected to testify before grand jury in Trump case today, that's Monday. Mr. Cohen, Donald Trump's one-time fixer, is a key piece of the puzzle as prosecutors move toward an indictment of the former president. And that article begins, Michael Cohen, a crucial witness in the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump, is meeting with prosecutors on Monday ahead of his expected appearance before the grand jury hearing evidence in the potential case. Of course, by the time you're watching this video, friends, Michael Cohen will already have completed his testimony. The article continues, Mr. Cohen, Mr. Trump's former fixer, was seen entering the building in Lower Manhattan where the prosecutors work and the grand jury meets. On his way in, Mr. Cohen remarked to reporters that he felt fine, but a little twisted, to be honest, inside, and that his goal was to tell the truth. His lawyer, Lanny Davis, said, "We have the facts proven and documented on our side." His appearance is one of several recent signals that the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, is poised to seek an indictment of the former president for his role in paying hush money to a porn star in the days before the 2016 presidential election. Now let's turn to Donald Trump. Trump will not appear before grand jury probing hush money payment, lawyer says. Former President Donald Trump will not appear before the Manhattan grand jury probing a hush money payment made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump attorney Joe Tacopina told NBC News on Monday. Trump's legal team met with the former president in Florida over the weekend. Following the discussions, the president decided not to sit for a meeting with the grand jury in New York. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office convened the grand jury to look into the payment made to Stormy Daniels, an adult film actress who alleges she slept with Trump before he became president. NBC News reported Thursday that Trump was invited to testify before the grand jury. The District Attorney's Office has declined to comment on the matter. Tacopina, one of Trump's lawyers, said Friday that Trump's attorneys have no plans to meet with the Manhattan District Attorney's office. His lawyer said the following, "We are not convinced they will bring a case, but if so, we will deal with it," Tacopina said Friday. And friends, Donald Trump, on his third-rate social media platform, offered this thoughtful analysis of his situation. "The probe is a scam. Injustice, mockery, and complete and total weaponization of law enforcement in order to affect the presidential election!" Thank you, Donald, for your thoughtful analysis. You know, it's no surprise that Donald Trump refused to testify before the grand jury, declined the invitation to tell the grand jury he committed no crimes. Because let's face it, if Donald Trump was placed under oath and he began testifying, if his lips were moving, he would likely be committing perjury. So it's no surprise that Trump was either afraid to testify or his lawyers told him he'd better not testify, or likely both. But let's just toss Donald Trump to the side for a minute. Let's go back to the Michael Cohen story. The reporting is that Michael Cohen met with the New York prosecutors 20 times before he finally went in and testified before the grand jury. Let me tell you, friends, that's a lot of meetings with a witness. Even in the big RICO cases I handled, I don't know that I ever met with a witness more than, you know, 8, 10, maybe 12 times. Certainly not 20 times. Granted, I never prosecuted a former president of the United States. But 20 meetings with a witness is a lot. Let's talk about why that might be. First of all, Michael Cohen was Donald Trump's lawyer and self-described fixer, you know, fixing those pesky problems for Donald Trump for a very long time, well over a decade. So there was a lot of evidentiary terrain to cover. So that's probably one of the reasons the prosecutors met with Michael Cohen so many times. Lots of financial transactions and business records to go over, lots of information that I think had to be downloaded from Michael Cohen to the prosecutors in those meetings. But apart from the evidence and the incriminating information Michael Cohen could provide to the prosecutors about Donald Trump, the prosecutors really needed to dig into what misconduct Michael Cohen may have been involved in. Why? Well, first of all, remember that Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to committing some crimes, including campaign finance crimes with Donald Trump back in 2016. And he pleaded guilty to those crimes in federal court some years ago and was imprisoned as a result. Now, what we don't know is if Michael Cohen has been held accountable for all the crimes he's committed or not. And if not, what does that mean? Well, it means that when and if Michael Cohen is put on the witness stand to testify against Donald Trump in a criminal trial, you can bet Donald Trump's defense attorneys will go at Michael Cohen with everything they've got. They will be loaded for bear. They will want to cross-examine Michael Cohen on every crime he may have committed. Why? Well, Donald Trump's defense team will try to show Michael Cohen is biased. Not only biased against Donald Trump, he hates Donald Trump, right? He wants revenge against Donald Trump. I don't believe those things are true. Michael Cohen has said repeatedly, look, I just want Donald Trump to be held accountable for his crimes, no more, no less. But the defense attorneys for Trump will also want to make it seem like if there's any crime that Michael Cohen committed that he hasn't been held accountable for, well, these prosecutors, these New York district attorneys or assistant district attorneys who are putting Michael Cohen on the stand, who met with him 20 times before putting him in the grand jury, are not even trying to hold him accountable for all those other crimes. That's fair game to show that maybe Michael Cohen has a bias in favor of the prosecution, has a reason to curry favor with the prosecutors to make sure they never bring any more charges against him for other crimes he may have committed. The last thing a prosecutor ever wants to have happen, friends, take it from me, is when you put a witness on the stand, like Michael Cohen, a cooperating witness. Now, Michael Cohen isn't technically a cooperating witness. That's somebody who pleads guilty and enters into an agreement with the prosecutors that in exchange for his guilty plea, he agrees to testify truthfully about all the crimes he knows, and then he may receive a benefit at the time of sentencing. He's not testifying under an active cooperation agreement, but he is kind of a cooperating witness. The last thing a prosecutor ever wants to have happen is putting somebody like Michael Cohen on the stand at trial, only to have the defense attorneys cross-examine him and expose for the first time things that the prosecution didn't even know about other crimes or misdeeds Michael Cohen may have been involved in. So there was a lot of information that the prosecutors wanted to know and needed to know and about Michael Cohen before they could comfortably put him in the grand jury, but more importantly, put him on the witness stand at trial, which will be the next step after Michael Cohen testifies, Donald Trump is indicted, and then Donald Trump is tried for his crimes. So 20 meetings with the prosecutors sounds like a lot, but I think the prosecutors had every reason to be thorough. And now we will continue to hold on in white knuckle fashion, waiting for accountability, waiting for the first indictment to drop on Donald Trump. And I predict, friends, once it does, other indictments will drop. Other prosecutors will feel emboldened because they will say to themselves, whether in Georgia or at the Department of Justice, well, Donald Trump committed crimes in our jurisdictions as well. He's already been indicted. That barrier has been broken. The maiden legal voyage is being taken. Criminal charges against a former president of the United States. So I predict after that first indictment drops, others will follow. And that is precisely what should happen. Because justice matters.
Coming up next, if a trial happens, how might Michael Cohen's testimony play out? This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg appears to be moving closer to indicting Donald Trump for at least some of his New York State crimes. If a trial does happen, Michael Cohen would be one of the main trial witnesses. What tactics will the attorneys try? Here's Glenn.
So friends, as you may already know, Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is about halfway through his grand jury testimony. He appeared before the New York grand jury on Monday. Reports are he will return to complete his testimony on Wednesday. And then it looks like the decks are cleared for a criminal indictment of Donald Trump. Let's talk about why Michael Cohen will make the perfect witness against Donald Trump. Let's start with some of the recent reporting. This from CNBC. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen testifies to grand jury for 3 hours, will return Wednesday. And that article begins, Donald Trump's ex-personal lawyer Michael Cohen testified for 3 hours Monday to a Manhattan grand jury investigating the former president and will return Wednesday to answer more questions from prosecutors about a hush money payment to a porn star that he arranged for Trump. Quote, Michael has spent a long and productive afternoon, Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, told reporters outside Manhattan Criminal Court, NBC News reported. Davis added that Cohen plans to return Wednesday afternoon to complete his testimony. The lawyer declined to go into detail about what Cohen told prosecutors. Cohen, before entering the courthouse earlier Monday, told journalists that his goal is to tell the truth, not to engage in revenge against Trump. Quote, "This is all about accountability. He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds," Cohen said. Cohen, who served for years as Trump's attorney, paid $130,000 to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 presidential election to keep her quiet about an alleged sexual tryst with Trump. The Trump Organization later reimbursed him, Cohen, for the payment, but classified the disbursement as legal expenses. They probably should have classified them as illegal expenses. That's my editorial addition there. The mischaracterization is now the focus of the criminal investigation of the former president. So friends, I contend that Michael Cohen is the perfect trial witness to testify against Donald Trump. Why do I say that? Well, first, let's define a couple of relevant terms. First of all, cooperating witness. Now, technically speaking, Michael Cohen is not a cooperating witness. What is a cooperating witness? Somebody who pleads guilty, and as part of their guilty plea, they agree to testify truthfully about the crimes of others. And they do that, and they get a benefit in their case, either a lesser charge or a lower sentence. That is what a cooperating witness is. What Michael Cohen did is some years ago, he pleaded guilty to his own crimes, including the hush money payment crimes he committed with Donald Trump. He was sentenced. He has since served his sentence. And he is cooperating. He's testifying in the New York District Attorney's case about the crimes of Donald Trump. But technically, he's not a cooperating witness because he's not getting a benefit in his case as a result of testifying in the New York DA's criminal investigation of Trump. But even though he's not a cooperating witness, some of the challenges are still the same for the prosecutors because, you know, people will say, well, Michael Cohen committed crime. Michael Cohen lied to Congress. How could you ever believe a person like that? How can you trust him? How can you credit his testimony? And yes, Michael Cohen committed crime, and he stood up and took responsibility for those crimes. He pleaded guilty for those crimes. He was punished for those crimes, but admittedly, he committed crimes. But importantly, what makes him such a valuable witness is he committed those crimes at the direction of, for the benefit of, and with Donald Trump. That's why he participated in the payoff, the hush money paid to Stormy Daniels to bury from we the American voters deeply damaging information about Donald Trump, hiding it from the voters, robbing the voters of the full value of their vote. Michael Cohen did that at the direction of and for the benefit of Donald Trump. Michael Cohen lied to Congress to help Donald Trump. You know, friends, I sponsored a lot of cooperating witnesses in my decades as a prosecutor. Sponsored. What do I mean by that? I worked with and I put on the stand at trial a lot of cooperating witnesses. And every time I did, you know what the defense attorney in the trial would argue, as defense attorneys should argue, it's fully appropriate? They would tell the jury, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kirshner put that criminal on the stand, that cooperating witness, that person who committed crimes, and he expects you to believe him? Shame on the prosecution to bring you such witnesses. You know what I would argue in my rebuttal argument after the defense attorney was done making that argument? I would say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't get to pick the witnesses. If I got to choose who the witnesses in a criminal case were going to be, you know what I would do? I would walk out of this courthouse. I would walk up the street to the 1500 block of 9th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. You know what's there? The historic Shiloh Baptist Church. I would go into that beautiful old church and I would invite the Shiloh Baptist Church choir to come on down to the courthouse and to testify to you good ladies and gentlemen of the jury about the crimes of Donald Trump. But I don't get to pick the witnesses. You know who picked the witnesses in this case? Donald Trump. And he didn't pick the members of the Shiloh Baptist Church choir. He picked Michael Cohen. That was the partner in crime Donald Trump selected to make those hush money payments, to lie for him in front of Congress. That's who Donald Trump picked to commit crime with. And that is why I was obligated to present Michael Cohen's testimony to you. And friends, frankly, that's how conspiracy cases often play out. Prosecutors work very hard to try to get a co-conspirator, somebody on the inside, a member of the conspiracy, to flip and to testify about not only their own crimes, but about the crimes of the other conspirators. And Michael Cohen and Donald Trump were in this dirty scheme together to make these hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And yes, the co-conspirators bring challenges with them on the credibility front, but they are the ones who have the most direct evidence of what was going on inside the conspiracy, about what their conspirator, their co-conspirator, was doing. And they have the most sharply incriminating evidence because they can tell the jury exactly what was coming out of the mouth of the co-conspirator, in this case, Donald Trump. And importantly, Michael Cohen has the receipts. He showed some to Congress, and by extension, he showed some to we, the American people, when we watched these congressional hearings. He had reimbursement checks that Donald Trump was signing out of the Oval Office as president. That was part of the continuing criminal scheme. He was reimbursing Michael Cohen because Michael Cohen paid that $130,000 hush money to Stormy Daniels out of his own pocket. And then Donald Trump wrote him a series of reimbursement checks, fraudulently labeling them as legal fees when they really were illegal fees. Michael Cohen has the receipts. I predict, friends, that Michael Cohen's testimony will be believable, it will be credible, it will be accepted by the trial jury. And Donald Trump will at long last, for just some of his crimes, be held accountable. And that is as it should be. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.